All righty. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, load up on somebody and say, oh, you know, learn the code, learn, get your extra and all that, you know. Just pick one if you want, pick one and do it. You know, for the POTA/contest guys or guys that are inclined to do that kind of work, especially the guys that are doing the weak signal stuff in the park, man, I'll tell you, learning CW opens up a world to you. That it really helps there. So that would be probably the single most beneficial thing. So, and I'm not pushing, but I'm just saying, in reality, you know, that little extra bit you get is gonna pale in comparison to the being able to run code. Now your 5 or 10 watts in the park becomes magnified. You know, you get a lot better. It's kind of like FPA. You know, with FPA you can make all sorts of contacts. You know, because it's simple, right? And it's easy to punch through. Well, that's not why, but CW has a bit of that to it. You know, it's very simplistic. It can get through. You know, a lot of noise. Weak signals can be easily detected. All they got to get is a beat note in their receiver, and they got you. So, yeah, it's I'm not pushing you guys. You know, you get your general, and you kind of like thumbs up. You're there. You can experience pretty much all the cool stuff that ham radio has to offer. And but you know, if I was gonna pick which one's more important, probably CW. But you know, whatever one you got time for and feel like dealing with. Hey, I never took this way in the work. 14 mile road. Slifco Electric. That's pretty. They got a... And look at that. Who's this? Gardner White. Boy, they're all Christmas-y'd out. Dakota?